I want to speak on something this morning. I don't speak a lot about it, but if you want a title for it, called Staying Full of the Holy Spirit. You know, we face all kinds of challenges and problems. And there's different things that we can do to cope with those problems in the natural. We can get wisdom and advice for those maybe that have already been in that situation. And or we can get professional help, like from attorneys and doctors and bankers and different ones. Or we can go to school and get some education on how to be successful in life. But, you know, I have found out that if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, there are things that you can overcome and be successful in doing because the Holy Spirit knows how to do things that we don't know how to do, and maybe somebody else don't know how to do, but the Holy Spirit can give you answers. Many times I've just asked the Holy Spirit, Lord, Holy Spirit, give me an answer. Help me. And while I'm doing it under my breath, while I'm sitting at a negotiating table or talking with someone about a business deal, and the Holy Spirit's given me things and brought things to my remembrance that I hadn't thought about in years. You see, you know, I have the statement, the natural and the supernatural coming together make an explosive force for God. You know, if we learn how to depend upon the Holy Spirit, He can help us to do things that we cannot do on our own. You know, this church building was built by Brother Charlie Daniels. In fact, I see him sitting back there. And I don't know how many times that he would tell me on the way coming to the job, when this bit of the construction site here had a little trailer out there. Some of y'all may remember that it was the offices. How the Holy Spirit would remind him to go do something. And he would say, well, I already done that. And the Holy Spirit tell him to do it again, and come to find out then, somebody comes in and wants a change order, and they've got more on that than more board feet or however you, square feet or whatever, than what actually it is, because he just went and measured it because the Holy Spirit told him to. You see, the Holy Spirit can tell you to do things that you wouldn't normally think to do. You know, we read Psalms 23 a lot. People do. They like that psalm. It's a good psalm. I like it too. But I want to read that Psalms 23:5 this morning. It says, you prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemy. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. Now, the anointing oil in the Old Testament represented the Holy Spirit. My cup overflows with blessing. Now, I think this is prophetic verse describing the Spirit-filled Christian life. We're anointed, and our cup runs over with blessings. You know, that's what I want to pay especially attention to. My cup overflows with blessing. It's one thing to be blessed, but it's another thing have it overflowing. Now think about that. For something to continually overflow, it has to have an inflow. Come on. You can fill a glass up to the brim with water, but unless you add more water, nothing overflows. So if we want to be overflowing, we need to be continually having the Holy Spirit inflow if we're going to have the outflow. You know, over the years of being raised in a minister's home and then being in it myself now for 67 years, I've watched people, and there are, some people are all running around with their cup half full. They're always looking negative in everything. And then other people talk about, well, I'm just half full. And they complain that they never have enough. But you know what? You don't have to be half full or half empty. You can have a life that is overflowing with God's blessings if you're overflowing with the Holy Spirit. You know, we know there's some things if we're going to have an overflowing life. We got to have faith in God. We got to obey the word. But there's one last thing that's very, very important. You got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, that's what I want to talk about, that last requirement there. Now, here, look at this. God tells us in the word to be baptized and filled with the Spirit. Look at Matthew 3:11. This is John the Baptist talking. I baptize you with water, those who repent of their sin and turn to God. But someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I'm not worthy to be his slave or carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Then let's fast forward over to Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, 3:11 says he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Acts 1:8 says, this is Jesus talking, the one that 3:11 that John was talking about. He says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And then he tells them what will happen. Now, many of you that are listening to me, you've been filled with the Holy Spirit 10, 20, 30 years, whatever. You know what I've observed over a period of ministry is that people receive the Holy Spirit, and then later in their Christian life, because they didn't stay filled with the Spirit, they begin to display carnal characteristics and even gave in to fleshly temptations. So I have a question for you. How full of the Holy Spirit are you right now? That's a question you probably should ask yourself every day. How full am I of the Holy Spirit? You know, the Bible tells us both by example and instructions to stay full of the Holy Spirit. Now, let's look at Jesus for a minute. In Luke 4:1, it says, then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. But now, you've got to go back to Luke 3 and read. That's Luke 4:1, Luke 3:21 and 22. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. This is when Jesus was baptized by John in the river Jordan. While he prayed, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, you're my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. Now the language in 4:1 is not referring to something that happened in the past, because it says Jesus being full of the Holy Spirit. It didn't say having received the Holy Spirit. It said being full of the Holy Spirit. In 3:21 21 and 22, we see when that happened. So, in other words, Jesus was not only baptized with the Holy Spirit at the River Jordan, but he stayed full of the Holy Spirit. That's what 4:1 says. See, there in 3:21 and 22, it tells about receiving. And some of you can talk about when you received the Holy Spirit. But what about are you staying full of the Holy Spirit? Now let's look at a couple of things here. Being full of the Holy Spirit helped Jesus in two ways. Number one, he was led by the Holy Spirit. It says so right there. And then number two, he was able to overcome every temptation of the devil. See, but go back there, 4:1. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the River Jordan, and he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He was led by the Spirit. Then as the devil tempted him, the Holy Spirit gave him the answers as he began to say, "It is written." You see, the Holy Spirit will recall the word to you if you're full of the Holy Spirit. You know, we need to expect the Holy Spirit to help us in every area of our lives. In fact, we read in the Word of God how it says he'll tell us of things to come. And if people sometimes would just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit on the inside, they wouldn't get in the trouble they get into. Hello now, come on. I'm teaching really good about the Holy Spirit this morning. Just thought I'd let y'all know about it. You know, I watch my dad. You know, he lived with staying full of the Holy Spirit, and I watched him many times just not travel. I watched him just stop, say, "No, we can't do that." You know, when we were doing the drawings for this building right here, well, Annette and I and Dad was involved with us, and we'd look at it, and you know, they told us, "Well, we should be this many seats in the auditorium," and they'd go and they'd draw that and they'd come back, "No, that's not it." Went back, draw again, "That's not it." Now this is what everybody, you know, back when we started building this, they were building the 10,000 seat churches and all kinds of stuff. "No, that's not it." They whittled it down, 7,000, "That's not it." Finally, after several months, they came to us with the drawing of seats for 4,500. And we all three said, "That's it, that's it." You see, the Holy Spirit tries to help you out if you listen to him. I know a minister that had three different car wrecks, and I heard him say this to my dad, because Dad had done preaching there at his church, and had talked about what I'm talking about now. Actually, this is just another side of coming in and talking about how to be led by the Spirit. Hello. You can't be led by the Spirit unless you're full of the Holy Spirit. And I heard him say, and I thought to myself, "Well, why didn't you listen?" But he said, "You know, I wouldn't have had And he had three major car wrecks. The last one, like, that killed his wife, and he was injured. He said, I wouldn't have had any one of those if I would have just listened to my spirit. And my dad looked at him and said, you know, after the first time, you should have learned something. He said, it took you three times, two other car wrecks to learn to listen to your spirit. You see, no matter what we're facing, if we stay full of the Holy Spirit, He will help us in every situation. People always want to find favor. Well, you find favor by staying full of the Holy Spirit, because then He will help you to be at the right place at the right time and give you the right words to say at the right time to help you to continue to have favor. He will be able to put you, the Holy Spirit can put you in contact with people that will help you, and they may not even be Christians, but they can help you in your situation. Hello. You see, no matter work, home, school, traveling, if you're full of the Holy Spirit, He can help you by listening to Him. I know it's been years ago now, but we were scheduled to fly out the next morning. Well, I woke up in the middle of the night, uneasy about it. I woke Lynette up, and we began to pray. And I told her, I said, if we don't get a release, we're not going. Well, we're supposed to be there to preach. And she said, well, I know that, but we're not going. And we prayed until we got the release. If we hadn't have got a release, we wouldn't have went. I know that back when Craig and I, he was, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, we used to go ride our dirt bikes. We would go up to the chat piles up by Pritchard, Oklahoma, which they closed up now because it was toxic, but we rode there anyway. And a bunch of us guys rode there, and I never heard of one of us ever gotten any problems. But I had everything loaded up, the bikes. Craig and I's bikes were on the trailer, and it was hooked up to the car, and we'd get up and go. And I got up and was getting ready, and she was still in bed, and she said, you know, I just feel uneasy. I don't know. There's something. I wish y'all wouldn't go today. And I said, well, what is it? She said, I don't know. I said, okay, we're not going. Now, a lot of people would overrode that. But she was picking up something. Did something happen? I don't know. But I know one thing. It pays to listen to your spirit, whether anything happens or whether you know whether anything's going to happen or not. And I said, we're not going, and we didn't go. You know. Now, Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. Look at the apostles. In Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in other languages that the Holy Spirit gave them the ability. Now, if you go to Acts 1:13 through 15, there's a partial list of the people that are there, because there was 120 in that upper room that got the Holy Spirit. But in that list, Peter and John are in that list. Now, look in Acts chapter 3, Peter and John at the gate. All beautiful. Remember, the lame man was there asking for, he was begging for some money. But Peter said, I don't have any money, but such as I have, give I you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be healed. He reached down and raised him up. Now, a crowd began to gather, and so Peter began to preach salvation to them. You can read it there. And because the chief priests, they saw this man, that they knew this man. He laid there at that gate all the time. Now he's leaping and walking. And a crowd begins to gather because they knew about this man. And Peter began to preach to them about salvation in Jesus' name. So they arrested him, put him in jail. Now, next day, they brought him up for trial. And they asked, by what power or name were you able to do this? But now let's look at Acts 4:8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them boldly concerning the name of Jesus, the need for salvation through the Jesus Christ. Now he immediately, he being filled with the Holy Spirit, he said to them, and then it goes on, and he preached them a message about salvation in Jesus. Well, now he told them, now they realized these people have seen all of this. If we do something to these men, it's not going to be good. So they said, okay, we command you not to ever teach or preach in that name again. And they released them. Now let's look at this. When Peter and John were released, they went back to their company of believers and began to pray. Now, I heard my dad preach it many times. He said, he always said, stay with the company that you're supposed to be with. Stay with Rhema. Okay, that's where, there's a lot of other good things, but hey, Rhema's what got you where you are now. Hello. And so they went back to their own company. Now, look in 431, Acts 431. When they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. I want you to notice that there is somebody called it a refilling. No, it's just, it might be a refilling. We all need, hey, you know, you fill your gas tank up on your car one time, or you plug it in and charge it now, some of them. But do you know what? You got to do that again. I think this is what it's talking about. Like, they just refilling the Holy Spirit tank. Hello. Now look at what Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 5:18. Do not be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now I know that there's some translation I couldn't find, I looked all over for it, but it that says be being filled. And then you go look the Greek word there, to be filled, the tense in the Greek, the tense word to be filled, the tense indicates, this is what it indicates, according to complete word study of New Testament. A command to do something that involves continuous or repeated action. That to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that the tense of to be filled there indicates a command, not a suggestion, Not if I were, if I was you, I'd do this. A command to do something that involves continuous or repeated action. Then Paul is saying we should be refilled over and over again with the Holy Spirit. Come on now. You're not being baptized again. You're just being refilled. You have the Holy Spirit. Okay. So my point here is that we should take every opportunity to stay filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, how are people to act who are full of the Holy Spirit? A spirit-filled person has certain characteristics and supernatural abilities. Let's go back to Acts 2 and read from verse 1 through verse number 4. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers are meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm. It filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them the ability. Here it says the disciples began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. Or I say it to this way, I'm telling the person to receive the Holy Spirit, it will seem like you want to say something that's not English. Go ahead and speak it out, because that's the Holy Spirit giving you the utterance, giving you the words to say. Now, when you speak in tongues, you magnify the Lord. And actually, you're communicating with God above your normal thinking. In 1 Corinthians 14:2, if you have the ability to speak in tongues, you will be talking only to God. Since people won't be able to understand you, you will be speaking by the power of the Spirit, but it will all be mysterious. Now, look at this. In Weymouth translation, for he who speaks in an unknown tongue is not speaking to men, but to God, for no one understands him. Yet in the Spirit, he's speaking secrets and truths. Then you notice over there in Romans, it talks about, and I'm just going to paraphrase it to our language so we understand. When you don't know how to pray in English for something, ask the Holy Spirit and he will pray through you in that Holy Spirit language. You know. Now, in Ephesians 5:18-20, I believe Paul gives the characteristics of people who are stay filled with the Spirit. And let's start with verse 18. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. We come back to that, be filled, continually being filled. Now look, 19, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs among yourself, making music to the Lord in your hearts, and give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now as we look at this, verse 21 then says, and further submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Now verse 19, spirit-filled people have a song in their heart. Now, I'm not a singer, but sometimes I'll just be sitting around and I'll just start singing. Maybe sometime I'm driving, I'll start singing, you know, singing a song. You have a song in your heart. People that are full of the Holy Spirit don't stay depressed. Now, depression might come, but because you know how to sing in the Spirit or sing just in the natural, you overcome that. When you're singing about the Lord and what He's done for you, then you sing songs of victory in the midst of your problem, because you know that the victory is coming. You may not can see it, but you know it's coming. Now, verse 20, Spirit-filled people, they are not negative or pessimistic. Have you ever seen people? I mean, I've seen some people supposed to be Spirit-filled, but every time you see them, they're always pessimistic about everything. You say something to them, and they say, well, you know, you can't ever, you got to watch out. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Well, if you're Spirit-filled, you're not negative and pessimistic. You're optimistic. You are proclaiming victory in the Spirit. Spirit-filled people are not complainers and murmurers. Come on, that's a good one. People that are full of the Holy Spirit have an attitude of gratitude about things in life, even when they're in the middle of a crisis or a problem. Hello. I'm talking about characteristics of people that are full of the Holy Spirit. If some of these characteristics are not being demonstrated, they may have been filled with the Holy Spirit, but they're not full of the Holy Spirit. They're not being filled then. Come on. And every one of you have seen people like that. And we have to guard ourselves that we don't become that way. You know, according to verse 21, Spirit-filled people are humble and submissive to one another. Spirit-filled people don't try to show off and talk about how important they are. You know, it sort of bothers me sometimes. People get on the internet and Facebook and whatever other, I don't ever go on that other junk. I don't know what it is, Twitter or something. I don't know. I don't do it. But the only thing I do have is Facebook. And if you ever go to my site, you'll see I hardly ever put anything up there. But, and they're always talking about who they know and showing pictures of who they're with. And you know, I get tickled at people. They'll put pictures of them and Brother Hagin, like they were his bosom friend. And I look at the name and I don't even know who they are. I think if they're his bosom friend, I mean, I lived in his house till I was 18, you know, till I was junior in high school and went off to boarding school. But then I worked with him for 31 years. I was behind him. And if somebody was that close to him, I would know about it. They're just trying to, and Lynette said the other day, we was listening to radio, I think, or something anyway. And this person, I guarantee you, in the midst of what, 5 minutes or so, they said, Brother Hagin said, Brother Hagin said, Brother Hagin said. You know, trying to be important. Well, I'm up here, and I'm Brother Hagin, and I'm saying. You know, And I, these guys get, they want to, and I could care less about titles, but people go calling themselves bishops and this, that, and the other. Well, okay. Maybe they are. I don't know. But, you know, I'm the head over Rhema, which is a worldwide organization. I don't ever say a whole lot about it. Here, let's talk to you, man. I don't ever, you know. People talk about who they know and the names, you know, name dropping. Well, I could drop a lot of names, you know. I've been in Deion Sanders' box at Texas Stadium 3 or 4 times. Preached his Bible study several times. Did the chapel service for the Dallas Cowboys and sat and talked with Emmitt Smith for 20, 30 minutes. Went to into Pat Boone's house in Beverly Hills. I could name names, let them drop names. What good does it do? If you want to drop a name, drop the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior. Talk about the Holy Spirit. You know, Spirit-filled people are not intent on having their own way. Spirit-filled people are willing to serve. I'm talking about people that are full in the Spirit, full of the Holy Spirit. See, a lot of people that are Spirit-filled, but they're not staying full of the Holy Spirit. I could preach an hour on that. I better go on. Spirit, people that are filled with the Holy Spirit and full of the Holy Spirit, they're not selfish because they realize that God has plenty for everybody. In fact, it's been years ago, but a person was talking and they said, well, I just don't understand it. I've been serving God for 35 years. And they just got saved, and look how they're being blessed. And they were complaining about it. Well, that's not a Spirit-filled person, although they had received the Holy Spirit, but they weren't. They must not have been full of the Holy Spirit. Come on now. Y'all getting awful quiet on me. If you're full of the Holy Spirit, you will see these characteristics on display. So all I'm trying to say is stay full of the Holy Spirit. It's one thing to be filled and baptized in the Holy Spirit, but it's another thing to stay filled with the Spirit. And I could go to several different scriptures where they were filled with the Spirit again. Smith Wigglesworth said in his book, Ever Increasing Faith, there is nothing impossible to a man or a person filled with the Holy Spirit. It's beyond all human comprehension. When you are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, God will wonderfully work wherever you go. Now, just because you're Spirit-filled doesn't mean you're not going to face problems. Jesus said you was. These are difficult days and dangerous days that we're living in. Challenges and problems are all around us. But if you're full of the Holy Spirit and stay full of the Holy Spirit, you will be better equipped to handle everything that comes your way. I want to ask you that question again. Are you full of the Holy Spirit? Or have you just been baptized in the Holy Spirit? Heavenly Father, I've simply tried to bring some important information concerning being filled and staying filled or full of the Holy Spirit today. May these words find lodgments in hearts, and may people begin to look at theirself and look at their life and say, have I just been baptized in the Spirit, or am I living the Spirit-filled life? Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody stand, please. If you're in this place and you have never, ever, you're born again, Christian, you have to be born again first, but you have never been filled with the Holy Spirit and you would like to receive the Holy Spirit this morning, or if you've been filled with the Holy Spirit but you haven't spoken in tongues in a while, I want you to step on the aisle and come right down here to the front right now. If you'd like to be filled with the Holy Spirit, or if you haven't spoken in tongues, you've been baptized but you hadn't spoken in tongues in a while, come right on down here. I'm going to wait. If you're in the balcony, I'll wait till you get down here. Hallelujah. I'm going to wait for a little bit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm going to wait. Anybody else want to come? Come on now. If you're going to come, come on now. This is your time. This is your opportunity to receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, hallelujah to Jesus. How many of you out there, you've been filled with the Holy Spirit? Good. Okay, I'll just wait a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Come right on down here. All right. How many of you came? Praise the Lord. How many of you came? You've never been filled with the Holy Spirit. You came to receive the Holy Spirit. You've never been filled. That one right there. All right. The rest of you have been filled with the Holy Spirit, but you hadn't spoken in tongues in a while, right? Okay. In order, you got to unhook your head. Because it'll seem like you want to say something that ain't English, but your head tell you that's crazy, so you don't do it. But that's what you're going to have to do if you're going to receive. You just got to, whatever it sounds like, don't make no difference, just speak it out, okay? Did you come to receive the Holy Spirit or just to refill? You come refilled or be filled? Refilled, all right. She came to receive. All right. How many, you out there, I want you to start speaking. Raise your hand, begin to pray in the Spirit right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be filled with the Holy Spirit again. That's it. Speak it out. Speak it out. That's it. Speak it out. Hallelujah. Be refilled with the Holy Spirit right now. Speak it out. Speak it out. Be refilled with the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to speak. Speak. Speak it out. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. Keep him speaking. You ready? Be refilled with the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever comes, begin to speak. Now, speak it out. You can't. Oh, it said they begin to speak with tongues. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Greg, come up here. Help this young man. He won't speak. You ready? You got to speak now. Be refilled with the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to speak it out. Speak. Speak it out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Get her to speak it. She doesn't speak. Be refilled with the Holy Spirit right now. Speak it out. Come on. Put voice to it. Don't talk in English. Talk in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Speak it out. Come on. Speak. Yeah, yeah. Keep speaking. Come on. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep him speaking. He started. He stopped. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Are you ready to receive the Holy Spirit? It's going to seem like you won't say something about English. You just speak it out. I don't care what it sounds like, okay? Receive the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus right now. Speak. It says they all begin to speak. They begin. The Holy Spirit don't going to speak for you. You got to speak it out yourself. Speak it out. Come on. Speak it out. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Speak it out. Open your mouth and speak. Come on. It's right there. Speak it out. Seems like you want to say something. Don't say thank you. Just say, speak it out. Katala mashiti limoshana. Manda libikisi. Hetala makasanda. Kandala makasanda. Tada kasanda. I was trying to get Denise, but you can do it. Go ahead. Yeah, speak it out. There you go. You just be continue to be refilled. Keep speaking, but be quiet as you speak. Hallelujah. Did you speak?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still speaking. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you speak? You speak? Hallelujah. Did you ever speak? Yeah, good. Did you speak? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, anoint him, Father. Speak it out. That's it. Keep speaking. Oh, kola la mama kasata la 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 mashanda. If you're here and you've never been born again and you'd like to be born again and receive the Holy Spirit or just be born again, I rededicate your life to God. Come right here, right now. I pray with you and you won't leave here like you came. Anybody in the room right now? Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love to get people filled with the Holy Spirit or get them speaking again. You see, now all of you that just spoke, you can do that in your prayer life anytime. I go driving down the street sometime and I just start praying, oh, fuck up on a silly boshaloma. You can just start speaking. The Spirit's always there. You just have to yield to Him. Hallelujah. Just say, you may have to say, Holy Spirit, come, speak. Hallelujah. But see, most of these people, they just begin to speak in tongues because that's the way you stay filled with the Spirit. See, you can be baptized with the Spirit, but staying filled with the Spirit, you got to keep speaking in tongues every day. Hakamani shuli masanda. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anybody get anything out of this today? I just wanted to admonish you from the Word of God to stay filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you want to call it that, just say, be being filled again and again and again. Again and again and again. Be being filled. Be being filled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, praise God. Isn't Jesus wonderful? God bless you. You got the Holy Spirit, didn't you? I heard you speaking. You heard yourself speaking, right? Hallelujah. Let's just give glory to God for the Holy Spirit. Father, help the Holy Spirit to live big in us every day of our life. May we be being filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Don't forget all of the announcements. Hey, connection team, go find the first-time guest. Taking staff, go to the doors. Around here, the staff, pastoral staff, goes to the doors to shake hands with you every day, every Sunday morning. Find those first-time guests. We're so glad to have you. When we say church to our first-time guests, welcome home. You're looking for our church home? This is it right here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tonight, 6 o'clock, be here. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, come. Hallelujah. God bless. They're going to sing, and I'm going to try to get to the door ahead of you if I can.